It's the Mamas on Magic.
Good morning. I'm Gwen.
And I'm Shannon.
And this week, we're talking about in-laws, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
But we should start first by saying that we don't have any problem at all with our in-laws. We love them and we're lucky because they are easy to love. But not everybody gets as lucky as we did. You know that old saying about when you marry somebody, you also marry their family? Most couples do find that saying to be true. And it's especially true if you have in-laws that are what we are calling overly involved.
Yes, in-laws who are overly involved are the ones who just really want to be a part of every decision or event or vacation in your life. And that's fine as long as everybody involved is comfortable with that level of involvement. But often either the daughter-in-law or son-in-law wishes they could just get a little more breathing room, a little space and time to just be with their own immediate family.
But how do you get that space without hurting someone's feelings? That's the tricky part. It's important that the person who is blood related, in our opinion, to the overly involved in-laws, let them do the talking. They'll take a no much better from their own adult child. Just say that you think it's important to have time together as an immediate family and as an extended family. There's enough time to do both, but don't make your spouse the bad cop or the scapegoat.
No, definitely not. Overly involved in-laws need to see that the two of you are a team and you're going to protect and nurture that teamwork no matter what. For more tips on dealing with the overly involved in-laws, check out our homepage today at nwamotherload.com.
Where moms click.